Black Klansman tells the true story of Ron Stallworth, the African-American police officer who masterminded an undercover investigation into the local KKK in the 1970s. Acclaimed director Spike Lee transformed his story into a politically charged satire that won the Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay. Lee, the 62-year-old son of a jazz musician, adds this to a repertoire of more than 40 films that include Do the Right Thing, Malcolm X, and Get on the Bus. In the movie, Ron Stallworth is played by John David Washington, the son of Malcolm X star Denzel Washington. In a presentation for the film, the young actor talked about how he prepared for the role through series and films with iconic soundtracks.
I really wanted to represent the time. My way in was music, a lot of Soul Train and Superfly. And even before talking to Ron, I was able to contact different men that lived in those times. It just seemed like America was just fed up. Vietnam, the murder of Martin Luther King, JFK. And so that frustration was filtered through positive things like the clothing, the hair, the music, the entertainment.
And, says Washington, when he met the real Ron Stallworth, he was blown away by his bravery.
It was interesting hearing him speak about his experience. As he was telling us, he's passed around that KKK membership card. Mm-hmm. David Duke's signature on the back. I kept asking him, you didn't get too emotional. And he said, no, it was always about the job. It was like, you're a hero, man. Like, American hero.
Laura Harrier plays Patrice Dumas, a college student activist. While Patrice is an invented character, the role pays homage to the many female members of the Black Panthers, a political organization founded in 1966 to challenge police brutality against the African-American community.
Spike introduced me to Kathleen Cleaver. Now, she's a law professor at Emory. She joined the Black Panther Party and then married Eldridge Cleaver. And they were huge figures in the movement. I've read a lot of Angela Davis's books and talked to people in my life who were involved in the Black Power movement. At the height of the Panthers, the majority of their members were women. And usually when we talk about these movements, it's this macho, male-driven face. So I just wanted to give them the respect that they deserve.
Black Klansman was already in post-production when Spike Lee, who was at Barack Obama's holiday home at the time, saw news footage of the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, during which civil rights activist Heather Heyer was killed by a white supremacist. Lee made an instant decision, as he explained.
Even before I told Obama, I made up my mind this was going to be the ending of the film. Written by David Duke, neo-Nazis, alt-right, and the KKK. But I knew that I had to get the blessing of Ms. Brose, and I gave my condolences the best way you can. What can you really say? I mean, her daughter got murdered on national television.
This is not just a film about America, said Lee. The rise of the far right is a global issue. To understand it and move on, we have to confront the past.
We have to come from a place of truth. If we don't acknowledge that the United States was built upon the genocide of Native people and slavery, then you don't deal with the foundation. Then we can move forward.